massive cleanup operation is underway this morning after hundreds of kilometres of the nation's east coast was battered by a massive storm. The extraordinary weather event has claimed at least one life, with a man dying when his car hit a tree during a deluge at Budrum, north of Brisbane. Wild seas coupled with king tides has seen massive erosion at some of the nation's most famous beaches. The New South Wales SES says rain is expected to continue for much of the day. Overseas holidays are back on the cards, with a trans-Tasman travel bubble likely to be in place early next year. While Kiwis have been able to travel to Australia since October, New Zealand's PM Jacinda Ardern has agreed to reopen her country to Australians sometime in the new year. The deal still needs to be approved by our federal government. The country worst hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, the United States, has kicked off its mass vaccination program. US authorities aim to distribute 40 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine by the end of the year.